This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Well, our general sales manager, Dave Green, has sent us a picture of the new voice young lady. And like I said, she's a very attractive young lady. Very nice. Thank you, Dave Green. All right, if you'd like to be a part of the program, you can do so. Winning streak listener line, 855-282-8255. Lion's Choice text line, 855-282-8255. We do apologize, by the way, if you're waiting on those gift certificates from Lion's Choice. We understand they are going to be with us sometime later today, and we hope to get them in the mail by tomorrow. Now, Brian, what about this Gateway Golf program that's been a big staple of this radio station?
It was gorgeous over this last weekend. Like 70 degrees on Sunday? Perfect golfing weather. We're running out of them, by the way. I know there's, last I heard, this was over a week ago, there's fewer than 50. So I believe there's probably.
This is for the
Gateway Golf Card.
Yeah.
Your ability to purchase for $125, get $254 value of golf. You get four 18-hole rounds, one 9-hole round, and you get two buckets of practice balls at the Big Bend Golf Center in the Gulfport of Maryland Heights. All for $125, that's more than 50% off. The golf courses that are available, by the way, are Tapawingo, Aberdeen, The Quarry at Crystal Springs, and Belk Park. Also, Creve-Coeur Golf Course, that's the 9-hole round. Tee times can be made anytime, Monday through Friday and afternoon on the weekends. A lot of flexibility. All rounds include a golf cart, so there will be no additional cart fees. Log on to InsideSTL.com and purchase today.
All right. Let's see. The call when Ramsey and McKenna call out Beetlejuice on an indoor soccer call. I'm not familiar with that, but I bet it was good. And let's see what else.
Shrewsbury Seminary student wondering if Josh Donaldson is the bat the Cardinals need.
Well, he seems like he'd be a perfect middle-of-the-order guy. Lord knows he's got a great resume. And maybe Toronto having a fire sale if this continues.
And he plays third. That helps, too. There's a couple of different issues for the Cardinals.
What's his contract situation?
Josh Donaldson this year is making $11.65 million. Next year, he makes $17 million. What's interesting is he signed a contract extension that didn't buy out all of his arbitration years. So after – actually, no, he makes $17 million this year. I got my years confused. So after this year, he's third-year arbitration eligible. And then after 2018, he's a free agent.
After 18?
Yes.
Okay, so you'd have him the rest of this year and then 17. Wait a minute. Yeah.
You'd only have him for 2.5 years, depending on when you acquire him. Or a year and a half.
No,
a
year and a half. I wonder what you'd... Well, first of all, Toronto would have to just be in the tank.
Yes.
And it's trending that way. So, well, sometimes teams can't recover from starts like this, you know? I don't know if they have the pitching to...
They might. Their offense is kind of
the
slumped,
offense was supposed
actually.
To be what carries always, that team, yeah. And they're off to a horrific start, and now we know
runs.
Have some injuries coming into the Cardinals series with their offense.
All right. Let's see. Well, this is probably a candidate for Communicator of the Day. Frank, I'd like to name the move you pulled in Murfreesboro. It should be known as Deucemano. That's pretty well done.
Very well played.
Yes. All right. If they can recruit corporations, why can't they recruit billionaires to invest into pro sports in St. Louis? You're right. You're talking about like the political. Yeah, I don't. It's just not happening. I mean, we just lost football. We just lost soccer. It's just not happening in our town in terms of bringing another professional sports team. It's bleak. There's no doubt about it. But you know what's not bleak is the future of Roderick Johnson. He is a standout defensive lineman from Hazelwood Central who went to Florida State. And right away, he got to Florida State and he started starting. In fact, his first year, he was blocking for the great Jameis Winston. And now Roderick Johnson, the pride of North County, is going to be an NFL draft choice. He's regarded as one of the best offensive tackles in the draft. 6'7", 307 pounds. He now joins the program. Roderick, good to be with you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, give us an idea of what it's like for you. Every bench press, every sprint, every workout, now it comes down. You're rewarded on probably Friday night with being drafted in the NFL.
Well, I tell you, all these months of working out and every rep and bench and every sprint and every drop of sweat I have executed, and it all pays off, and Friday night, I'm going to see that reward.
How did you run a 40-yard dash at 307 pounds at 4'8"? That is freaky.
Well, I tell you, it runs in my bloodline. You know, my parents, they have some athletic background, and my mom, she still holds track records to this day, so I can give her half the props.
Could your dad run a little bit? I know he's a big guy. I met him the other day.
Yeah, he has the football gene, and my mom has the track gene. And when you put those two together, you get the awesome product of myself.
Now, did you ever allow Jameis Winston to be sacked that freshman year? Did you take one for him? Or?
No, I don't think I did. I don't think I did. We had a clean year that year.
You didn't give up one sack for Jameis?
Not that I know of.
Very nice. What kind of guy was he? Seems like he's a charismatic leader.
I mean, the guy is just an awesome guy. On the field, you know, the most intelligent guy, and off the field, he's so kind-hearted. You know, he's always looking out for you. I mean, he's a heck of a guy.
You were just an 18-year-old freshman when you were blocking for him, or a 19-year-old freshman. Did he take care of you a little bit?
He showed me the ropes, you know, before that first game in Miami. He came up to me, gave some encouraging words, and he let me know that he was behind me 100%, and, you know, he always had me under his wing. And if I had any questions or concerns about anything, he didn't let me hesitate to ask him.
Now, you were used to playing on Saturday afternoons in the Suburban North Conference, Hazelwood Central, where you probably play in front of 2,000 or 3,000 people. What do they seat at Florida State? What are those crowds like? And give us an idea. You're running out on the field as an 18- or 19-year-old freshman.
Oh, man. I mean, I don't even know how many they see. They see thousands and thousands, maybe even 90-plus thousands of people. You know, those 8 o'clock games against Clemson and Florida and Miami, when Osceola Renegade plant that spear in the middle of that field, the crowd just goes crazy, and it's just an awesome atmosphere.
And when you're playing in Clemson, can you hear the calls from the quarterback, or how difficult is that?
We have to prepare for the worst. We do a lot of hand signals because you won't be able to hear yourself think it's so loud out there in Death Valley.
We're talking with Roderick Johnson, who's going to be drafted this weekend, likely the second round. He was a 2.5-year starter at Florida State, and he's the pride of Hazelwood Central High School. All right, so you have quite an evening staged for Friday night at a really cool place. Tell our listening audience about that.
Yeah, I'm going to have a little get-together out in Earth City with some family and friends. We're going to have a little watch party.
And what do you? I imagine you're going to be kind of nervous that night because your whole career is, you know, you're going to find out when the commissioner walks to the podium.
It will. I mean, it's going to be a fun time, and that's where the fun comes in, being nervous, and you don't know where you're going to spend the next 3-4 years of your life at. So it's going to be pretty rough and pretty fun for me.
All right, give us an idea about Orlando Pace, and you've got a chance to talk with him, and he's mentored you a little bit, huh?
Yes, I've had the pleasure to talk to him on the phone, have a couple of conversations, and get some football advice from him and how to better my game and what to expect along this road I'm on right now. So I've had some good conversation with Mr. Pace.
Who'd you grow up rooting for in the pros?
Oh, man, I rooted for so many, but I could say more likely I was a real big college football fan growing up.
Hmm. I imagine the Florida State recruitment was really good. Were you close to I remember talking to you your senior year. Mizzou made a strong run at you, though, right?
They did. Florida State came first, and then Mizzou came, pursued me afterwards.
Hmm. You know, you're also a young man, and you're also going to get a big paycheck. Have you thought about all of a sudden your income dramatically increasing and what that's going to be like for you?
It's going to be pretty fun, you know, just to have a little something in my pockets, you know, just to give back to the community and take care of my family, of course, and, you know, I have to spoil myself as well. So it's going to be pretty cool.
Well, good to be with you, and we wish you nothing but luck, and I hope it's a great team selecting you and you have a wonderful career. Roderick, great to hear your voice again. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Roderick Johnson joining us. from Florida State. That's kind of cool. What would you guys do if you were about to be drafted in terms of a party? I think Dave and Buster's is actually a good call.
That is fun.
Yeah.
Because you have to remember, I guess you're only, you might be 20, so I guess you can't necessarily have it at a bar.
Well, you're right.
Depending on how old you are at the time you're getting drafted. So, yeah, Dave and Buster's would be a good time.
Yeah. What would you do?
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that. There's a lot that you could do there. I know they've got the TVs and stuff like that. Just a place where you can fit all the people and have good food would be my priority, I think.
Because it looks a little crowded when you have it at home.
Yeah. And I guess there's things to distract you with at Dave and Buster's, too. So you're not, like, totally on edge and freaking out and wondering where you're going to go or why maybe this team didn't pick you. You can go play a few games, play billiards or whatever.
Yeah. Can't you picture all the scenes at the home? For some reason, I'm thinking of Russell Wilson when he was drafted, and then his wife just went berserk, his now ex-wife. And then you always see the agents, the Lee Steinbergs, you know, they're all high-fiving right next to the guy and stuff. But it really is a cool thing. All right. What else here?
Frank Show's been hazardous to my health, but for some reason I keep coming back for more from the 314.
Winning Streak listener line is open, 855-282-8255. Lions Choice text line, that same number, 855-282-8255. Cardinals and Blue Jays tonight, and I believe this is a Michael Wacha start.
It is. Michael Wacha is... I can't remember who he's going up against. It's Marco Estrada, I believe, for the Toronto Blue Jays. Another issue for them has been their rotation has suffered some injuries. Happ is on the 10-day DL, as is Aaron Sanchez. So two-fifths of their opening day starting rotation is already on the DL. So they don't quite know who's starting tomorrow and Thursday yet. They haven't even announced those starters.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're in trouble. A couple of texts here. Ward Cleaver, Ray Hartman, and Kitty Radcliffe has made St. Louis a tourist stop for Chicagoans. I don't know if I'd blame Ray. I mean, Ray has no influence. Ray just has predicted that it wouldn't work out with the Rams and wouldn't work out with soccer. He's been correct, but I don't look, I think if you ask Ray what he wants, he would love to see soccer here and he would love to see football here. So, but you know, I tell you what, somebody said to me, "Oh, hey, your governor was in town." Greitens, I'm not wild about Greitens. I'll never forget what he did when he called it welfare for millionaires. He didn't exactly help the soccer cause right out of the gate, and there was no reason for him to do that. No reason at all. All right, what else?
Frank, I wanted to let you know that your continuous admiration for the voiceover girl is disrespectful and borders on harassment. Thanks, Bill O'Reilly. So since now he's off Fox News, he has time to listen to the show.
Yes. You know, he has a, I saw on Twitter, he has a podcast. And he, I don't know if, he didn't go too far on it, but he just basically said that he was shocked that it happened this quickly and that he thought that Fox would have his back. But then when you read, they lost 90 sponsors. What can you do? I mean, the object of television is to make money, or the object of radio is to make money, to get sponsors. It's even more important than ratings, actually. All right? So... yeah, they had no choice. They had no choice at all. You know who was I saw on television last night? I was going. I didn't really watch it, but Caitlyn Jenner was on. Tucker Carlson last night. I think Caitlyn Jenner has a new book out, so we'll see about that.
Delano Shields chiming in. Speaking of famous people listening to our show, candidly, I didn't follow Roderick's career at Florida State, but I certainly will now. Sounds like a really impressive kid. Best of luck to him.
Yeah, and you know what I really liked? He came up to the station yesterday, and I liked his dad. You know, you could tell his dad just loves his son to death. And you know, you could tell his dad was rooting so hard for his son. And, you know, like, here's a little story, is that when Roderick first got down to Florida State, they have a thing called, like, boot camp. And it's one of the most brutal things. I'm not saying it's as brutal as like Bear Bryant at Texas A&M a long time ago, but it was rough. And he called his mom and dad like 3 days afterwards, you know, 3 days into the thing. And he said, you know, he was dead serious. He said, "Mom and Dad," he goes, "I just don't think football's for me. I can't take this anymore." And I think he was throwing up and just getting the tar beat out of him, you know, for 3 straight days. And his parents loved him to death, but they just said, "You got to stick it out, son. you got to stick it out. You know, this is what's best for you. You can do this. I know you can do it. You've done it your whole career. And just that love, that support, but tough love at times. I tell you, you show me a pretty successful athlete, and I'll probably show you that a good mom and a good dad are one of the two, you know, playing a role in it. That's just good sports parenting. And even just seeing the dad with the son is just really great to see.
How about this from Courtney D? I was at Terrell Fletcher's house the day he was drafted. It was cool. We watched the first round and played basketball during the second round until San Diego called. The game ended very quickly.
You know what? Who said this?
Courtney D.
Courtney D, I was there too. Or I was there shortly afterwards. We went to his house after he got drafted. Remember Fletcher played with the Chargers, a little scat back. Really a great player at Hazelwood East. Good college player, really good pro player too.
He rushed and received close to 2,000 yards in his playing career.
Yeah, I think he may be a pastor now.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, really just a good guy. Let's see what else. I'll tell you what, let's break now. We'll come back. We want to give out a Communicator of the Day award. So let's open up the text lines and phone lines. Winning Streak listener line, 855-282-8255. And we also have the Lions Choice text line at that same number, 855-282-8255. But before we go to break, I do want to tell you about Hollywood Casino. If you're looking for a place maybe to watch the NFL draft, maybe to watch the Blues, maybe to watch the Cardinals this weekend, there's no better place than 99 Hops House, 99 different beers to choose from, an incredible restaurant selection, too, at Hollywood Casino, Final Cut Steakhouse, the all-you-can-eat buffet, and, of course, Charlie Gito's Restaurant. They also have live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and you may want to just do a staycation and go out to Hollywood Casino and stay the weekend at one of their newly refurbished rooms. We'll be right back after this.